walking home from my first proper Saturday shift in Norwich, just in time to enjoy a little bit of sunshine before the sun goes down. I'm going to go and try and find somewhere in the city to watch the sunset from this evening, because by all accounts I hear it's going to be beautiful. There was a fab picture in the Daily Express this morning, somewhere in between all the scaremongering about how the volcanic ash is going to kill everybody. Beautiful picture of the sun coming up in Lowestoft. And the sky is so empty and so clear today that it seems terribly sad to have spent it all cooped up in the office, apart from obviously going out at lunchtime and having a curious meander around the river with Sorrel Muggeridge, as I mentioned earlier. It's gorgeous today. But I can't get over how empty the sky is without contrails. The fact that it's one of the clearest days I've seen certainly in recent months and possibly even in recent years, is just highlighted and highlights the fact that there's no lines crisscrossing the sky. I saw a picture online earlier, which was literally just a blue sky with the caption, sky over Heathrow. I can't imagine what that must be like to live in the shadow of Heathrow, in the shadow of all those clouds and all those contrails, and then to look up and not to see the sky full of planes and full of clouds, I suppose. Part of me wants to be very glib and very trite and talk about how in an information-rich environment sometimes you don't notice a stimulus until it disappears. I'm willing to bet, like I am, that many other people are slightly startled by the lack of something that they've grown every day to see as normal, to see as natural, to see as just part of their environment. But another part of me just wants to say that my parents are currently stranded in Portugal and may have nowhere to stay. So, on the one hand, there's a glorious blue sky, and on the other hand, this is definitely not a silver lining.